Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is July the 27th, the last Thursday in the month of July. Happy July, happy Thursday, happy summer, happy New Year 2023. Man, the summer is going by too fast. This is the last Thursday in July. Where did the time go? You know, I saw a few commercials just the other day about going back to school. And I'm like, summer, slow down. Definitely, it's been a hot summer in the States. I don't know where you're from, but in the United States, we have had a hot summer. And they say in our area, this has been the hottest year ever. So hopefully we won't get the coldest winter ever or the worst winter ever. But the one thing I love about the Lord is He knows how to bring about balance and reset the earth in a way that sustains the world and also sustains us. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Please subscribe to this podcast and our YouTube channel. If you want to find out more about what's going on in our ministry, visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right. We are still in the month of July, and our theme for the past 2 months has been, what street are you stuck on? In today's episode, it's called Get Off of the Street of Complaining. That's right. Get off of the street of complaining. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting poets' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. And so today I'm going to read a short poem by Linda Winchell. And so the title of the poem says, Don't Complain. And so it says, are you satisfied with the manna, all the manna in which God gives? Or do you find yourself always complaining about what in life God didn't give? Are we following Him obediently every day? Or are we to wander like the Israelites for many years? Do you find His provisions and guidance routine? As we all cry our buckets of ungrateful tears, I would hope as you now think it over, you can search deep into your hearts and praise our God, our Father, for all of the blessings in life he imparts. By Linda Winchell. Thank you so much. I love this poem. I feel like it really hits home because I truly believe complaining is something, you know, that it's so easy to do. And sometimes you don't even know if you're complaining or doing it, right? Until somebody kind of, I would say, calls you out on it, you know. And I absolutely, you know, I love using the children of Israel as an example because they were the chief complainers. They complained, you know, about the manna that was given to them every day and wasn't given to them every day. And I mean, you know, we complain about stuff. I mean, how we complain, and sometimes we don't even know we're complaining until somebody points it out. And, you know, it's like, how do you complain? When you think about the children of Israel, how do you complain about a new life, freedom, access to living without boundaries, without limitations, without someone telling you what to do, when to go to bed, when to eat, etc.? But they did. Somebody had to tell them to do those things because they lived in bondage. But they complained more living free than they did living in bondage. And what an oxymoron to complain more about the manna you were given freely every day that you didn't even ask for. And God just provided it for you. He provided the basic needs for the children of Israel and then some. And unfortunately, it still wasn't enough. And so this makes me think about, you know, you think about the children of Israel, but this makes me think about young people who have their basic needs met and live in, you know, whether it's an apartment, whether it is a 3, 4, 5 bedroom home, whether they have their both parents or a single parent, whether they have a parent that has one car or they have 2 to 3 cars in the household, and the cars can get them back to work. And right, it gives young people access to, you know, travel and go on exotic vacations and see the world. You know, parents, you know, depending on where you live, are able to provide those basic needs and pretty much provide almost everything children need and some of their wants. But still, yet there's a level of complaining that young people do because they don't get everything that they want. And complaining about life, when life is just a vapor, right? Complaining, young people unfortunately always think and gravitate to the things that they don't have versus the things that they do have. Complaining about what their parents didn't give them, you know, and complaining about, you know, something that really, is it really important? Is it really that important? Or is just something you want today and next year you don't want it? But I have to say it is challenging, you know, to be a parent in this day and age when kids just want everything. Everything that they see, they want. And the children of Israel were the same way. They wanted everything and they complained about everything. And we all have lived on this street to some regard in our lifetime, complaining about things that really just don't matter. Especially when you think about and compare your life to someone who lives in a third world country with no running water, no inside plumbing, no toilet, no refrigerator to keep your food cold, nothing, no microwave, no oven to heat up your food, no sealed roof, right? That doesn't have holes in it to keep you dry when it rains. I mean, come on now. When you think about living in a third world country, right? It'll make you, force you to be grateful for all of the things you have, no matter how great and no matter how small. Well, we got to take a quick break to hear from my sponsor, but we'll be right back to get more in depth and talking about get off of this street of complaining. We'll be right back.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass and voice, and host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, all right, let's dig into how do we get off of the street? I mean, You know, whether you're on the street, you know somebody on the street, you know, whether we need to help ourselves or help someone else, we need to get off of the street of complaining, because we are blessed. I mean, we are blessed beyond measure. And sometimes the writing is on the wall, but we don't see it. We don't recognize it. Or we're too distracted to recognize that God has written everything out for us, prepared everything for us, taken care of everything for us. But we're distracted on the wrong thing. So the first thing we need to do is we got to stop focusing on what we do not have. That's big. That's big. We have to stop focusing on what we do not have. The biggest trick of the enemy is to pull your human side, right? It is to pull on your flesh, tug on your flesh, and make you focus more on the things that you do not have than the manna God gives you every day. And the poem emphasizes, you know, about the children of Israel, because they, I mean, they were the chief complainers. They got the award for complaining, although God provided manna every day for them. You know, their clothes never got old. Their shoes never wore out for 40 years. Even when they asked for certain things, God provided. God is Jehovah Jireh and knows what you need even before you arrive in that moment, in that time, in that space. When something arises, He already knows. He has already provided even before you get there. You know, and He was a provider to the children of Israel, and He is a provider for you. Say that to yourself. God is a provider for me. And so you have to refocus on the manna you receive every day from the Lord to help remind you that you are blessed. And no matter the size of the manna that God gives, He is still in the blessing business. And if you have breath in your body, then you need to focus on the manna that more than the temporary thing that you don't have in the moment. Oftentimes, these are temporary things that you just don't have right now. Doesn't mean that God won't give it, right? Okay. Or that God doesn't have something greater for you than what you originally asked for. Amen. Second, the second way to get off of the street is you have to be reminded that God never sleeps and He never slumbers. God never stops working on your behalf. He never stops working for you. Even when you are sleeping, God is working things out for your good. And bless me, y'all. Even when we're sleeping, God is working things out for your good. He's always on assignment. He's always on post. He's always thinking about what's the next for you, whether you know it, whether you see it, whether you feel it. God is working things out for your good. You know, and when you are complaining, it's easy to forget that He's got you and He's working things out for you, even when you don't know, because you don't always have to be in the know, even though we want to be in the know, but you don't always have to be in the know. And so this is so amazing that God works while we are sleeping, while we are knocked out, not even realizing what's going on, because that is how amazing He is, because that is how special you are to Him, because you are the apple of His eye, and He loves you so much that He will never fall asleep on the throne. He will never fall asleep on you. He works 24/7, always thinking about ways to bless your socks off. So stop complaining about what you don't have, because obviously God is not using, He's not using that, because He has something greater for you. Lastly, we need to be reminded that God is, He's just so good. I was listening to a song this morning called So Good, and that's period, point blank. He's so good. God's done enough in your life, in my life, that if he never did another thing for me, what He has already done, the miracles He's already performed, the ways He's already made, the doors He's already opened, the doors He's already shut that still bless me, right? I got to give him praise. I got to give him glory because he is so, so good. He's been good to me. He's been good to you. He's been better to you and to me than we've been to ourselves. And guess what? That's enough. Say that to yourself. That's enough. God is so good that we tend to forget sometimes. And that's why a lot of us live on the street, because we forget. And when we forget, we focus more on ourselves than on who God is and what he can do. He's Alpha and Omega and everything in between. And there is no word in the dictionary that can fully encapsulate, can fully cover, detail, and explain all that God is and all that he can do for you. There's no English, no word, period, that can even fully explain and really, I mean, really just figure out who, everything that he is, because our minds are so limited and we serve such a great and good God. And so all you have to do is say, he's been good. And sometimes there are things that we pray for and it's not about, you know, God not being able to give it to you. But sometimes it's all about his timing, right? You know, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And so it's not that you're not worthy of it, but there may be some level of spiritual conditioning. There may be some growth that he feels you that still need to be groomed before he will release it to you. Because he, you know, if he gives it to you too early, you might waste it. You might forget it. You might not appreciate it, right? And so God is trying to groom you, right? Before he can give it to you. Because if he gave us everything we wanted, think about it, we'd be spoiled brats, right? We would be spoiled brats. And I know for myself, I'm a spoiled brat all by myself by growing up as an only child. But God loves spoiling us. But the word says his timing is not our timing. His ways are not our ways. And we have to remember that he is so good, even when the timing is not now. Ooh, I got to say that again. That blessed me. He is so good and still good. Even if the timing is not now, God is good. Amen. I tell you, where did the time go? This was so good. This was really juicy, y'all. But we have to get off of the street of complaining, because it doesn't benefit us. It doesn't change the situation. It doesn't make, you know, what you've been praying for come any faster. No, we have to learn to wait on God for things. And in the waiting, we have to be reminded that we got to stop focusing on things we don't have yet, because God is giving us manna every day. We have to be reminded that he never sleeps, never slumbers, and he's always working behind the scenes for you. And lastly, you got to be reminded that God is so, so good. He's a good, good father. That is who he is, because he loves you, not by works of righteousness, but loves you just because you belong to him, because you are his child, because you are his creation. That's that agape love, that no matter what you do say, he still loves you anyway. Amen. Amen. I definitely could not have made it with all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen and amen.